You are listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. Today's devotional is called Hannah's Countenance. Today's treasure, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Psalm 56:3-4. When Paniah takes great delight in reminding Hannah that God has forgotten to fill her womb with life, I imagine Hannah praying words like these in our treasure today. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh, like Paniah's words, do to me? Psalm 56:3-4. This time, though, after the family worship meal, like a desperate child, Hannah runs to her God and begs him to remember her, to see her, to hear her. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman, and Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. 1 Samuel 1:12-18. Unbeknownst to Hannah, there is a witness to her lament, Eli the priest. Eli concludes that Hannah is not praying, but that she is drunk. Perhaps he immediately jumps to this conclusion because of the behavior of his own sons. Hannah respectfully responds, telling Eli that she is not drunk. She is pouring out her broken heart to her God. I love how Hannah does not flinch when the priest accuses her of the immoral behavior he often saw in his own priest's sons. She asks Eli not to see her as a worthless woman, a reference to the same word used to describe Eli's sons in 1 Samuel 2:12. Now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. Though startled and possibly embarrassed, Hannah does not apologize for her lament before God. She describes her deep mourning and pouring out her heart to God. Hearing her explanation, he does not condemn her lament, but instead Eli blesses Hannah. In 1 Samuel 1:17, it says, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." Having experienced my own personal season of lamenting, I recognize the relief and peace that covers Hannah after her emotional outburst. Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. 1 Samuel 1:18. Hannah lived year after year without a child, her worship tainted by the taunts of her sister wife. Yet year after year she worshiped and cried out to God for mercy. Her prayer reveals that she could not feel God's presence and felt abandoned by him. She pleads with him to remember her. Hannah's lament does not remove her pain. Her lament recognizes that God is with her. She does not know if God will grant her the desires of her heart, but her trust in him is buoyed not only by her private prayer time, but also by the words of the priest. Eli's response to her suffering encourages her to trust God for another year. Corporate and personal worship breaks the ache in her chest for a season, and her pilgrimage is fueled by hope once more. What is your response when there is no let up in the agony of your pilgrimage? Do you avoid corporate worship, concluding there is no hope for God to hear your prayers? That He has forgotten you? Is God's word like dry toast, torment rather than comfort? Let the hope we see in Hannah strengthen you in your own pilgrimage. Pursue God's presence through lament. And oh, Father, I know there are people hearing this devotional who struggle every day to walk by faith in a pathway strewn with potholes that create chaos in their lives. Hear their prayers and renew their strength as they run to you for help.
Friends, as we consider our own pilgrimages, I hope that you are treasuring those moments where you know that God fueled your pilgrimage with His hope, the hope of Jesus, the confidence that He is sovereign and we can trust Him. And I think back on a moment many years ago as I waited to learn my prognosis after being diagnosed with breast cancer. And the Lord gave me the promise of Isaiah 45, verses 2 through 3, which says, I will give you treasures in the darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you will know I am the Lord your God, the one who calls you by name. Friends, little did I know that a few years later, I would cling to that promise when we lost our 16-year-old son, Mark, and his friend, Kelly, in a fatal car accident. And I record my journey through the land of grief in my book, Treasures in Darkness, A Grieving Mother Shares Her Heart. Through my journal entries and scriptures, I take you deep into my own struggle with hopes my journey will encourage someone coming behind me in their grief journey. Not long ago, I narrated the book, so it's also available as an audiobook. The loss of our son Mark is the driving force behind Mark Inc. that produces this Daily Treasure podcast. His death shattered our hearts, and we had only one place to run with our sorrow and grief, and that was to Jesus. Chuck and I both wrestled to reconcile God's sovereignty with His love, and the Lord welcomed our questions and held us tightly in His grip. Are you brokenhearted, grieving, wrestling with your faith? Check out my book, Treasures in Darkness, available at all bookstores and online. And visit markinc.org, where you're going to find hundreds of resources designed to help turn your heart toward Jesus in the darkest moments of your life. Thank you so much for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.